Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us here on Making It Last with your host, Pamela King. It's all about topics relating to marriage, dating, and love. It's about connection, commitment, and consistency in your life, in your marriage, and with yourself. Thank you for joining, Pamela, and stay tuned for a good enlightening conversation with your host and her guest here on Making It Last.
Good afternoon, Making It Last listeners. Thank you for joining me here on today. I am Pamela King, and I am coming to you live from my living room here in Memphis, Tennessee. I am in such a great mood today. It is just unreal. You know, I just thank the Lord for even blessing me with an opportunity to even be up and standing above ground. You know, there is so much going on. Satan is so busy. He is attacking marriages. He is attacking husbands individually as men. He is attacking wives as women individually. He is just infiltrating marriages and planting those deadly seeds to steal, kill, and destroy those that are trying their best to walk in the right way, in a godly way, in their marriages, and walk the way that God has designed us to do. And, you know, we have got to forge a bridge, a foundation, a block, a wall, something to fight it off. And we can do that with the help of God, and we can also do that if we are standing strong with our spouse. And I know last week we had a really good discussion in regards to wives deciding to leave the corporate America and become full-time stay-at-home moms, where they're becoming 100% involved in all the mechanisms that happens in their household and in their marriages. So they are the nucleus of that family and the marriage and the kids' lives to keep them functioning. So this week, we're going to still talk about stay-at-home moms, but the thing is, this week, we're talking about those moms that are home, but they're managing a career, they're managing their marriages, and they're managing their children, meaning that they are 100% in there. They are doing what they do to provide or assist in providing for their family. They are there for their husband, being his support team, and they're also being there to help rear their children, being very involved in what's going on with the kids. I have a wonderful guest that is going to join us today in talking about managing career, marriage, and parenting 100% successfully, and how you balance everything. And she has been doing this in such grand standards. She is a boss when it comes to managing everything around her in her life and still being able to give her husband what he needs and give her kids what they need. So I am definitely going to bring on Kanisha Morrison just right after. You guys know what we do here. I am going to open this discussion with prayer, and so that we can ask that the Lord bring his Holy Spirit into this conversation so that we are making sure that we're saying and we're doing exactly what he wants us to do, because we all know that this is all about him, and we're here to glorify God in our marriages and our walk and our talk and in our actions, our reactions, to always show that we are connected with him and that our actions, our communication is going to glorify God, and it's also going to glorify our marriages because it's supposed to resemble our walk with God. So, with no more further ado, I am definitely going to ask you guys to, you know, have a moment with me as I say a quick prayer. And if this is not your thing, just take a, you know, moment of silence, however you need to do it. Kanisha, I am definitely going to bring you on, but this is how we do it here on Making It Last. So give me just a second, and we will definitely have a good conversation. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Jehovah God, we come to you at this time to thank you for this wonderful Thursday, to thank you for this opportunity to be here with you, to thank you for giving us this platform to touch the lives of couples, touch the lives of husbands, touch the lives of wives. Today I pray for strong, peaceful relationships for all marriages, for every marriage that is within the sound of my voice, those that are going to hear this later, just those that are not even going to hear, because we're going to stand in the gap that today we, for those marriages, we are specifically praying for those marriages that are having those hiccups, those wives that are right now thinking of packing up her and her kids, so those husbands that are doing inappropriate things outside of the home. But we also want to pray for those couples that are doing exactly what you are asking them to do. They are having a happy marriages, they are bonding, they are growing, they are connecting. We want you to give them the spirit of continuance. We want you to give them whatever they need at the time to continue to do what they need to do. Help the couples that are struggling to grow. Help the couples that are going to continue to grow. This is what it's all about. We are definitely trying to make it last, walk in the way that you want us to do. Today, we have the pleasure of talking about managing everything, keeping us balanced, because you want us to be balanced. You want us to do what we need to do. And I thank you for giving us this opportunity, and we want you to give us the words that we need to use to bless someone on today. In your son, Jesus Christ's name, I say thank you, and I hope that everyone that is listening will say thank you and amen as well. So, Kanisha, I have a wonderful guest today, you guys. I have been following her for a very long time, and she is the founder of Blingy Girl Things. She has always had a passion for helping women live their dreams. She always dreamed so big for her life and knew that nothing could keep her from her success. As a wife and mother of three young children, she always is teaching balance. In order to be all God has called you to be, you have to ask, believe, and achieve. She spends her time doing just that, teaching women through her makeup company how to dream big and how to go for what they want in life. When life thought it was going to leave her busted, Kanisha decided she was going to bust out, and she is helping women do the same. You know, you guys, when I, as I said, I've been following her for a mighty long time, but when I read this bio, I was just, it was empowering just to read it, because it is about busting out, doing exactly what you need to do for yourself, for your marriage, for your kids, all while keeping a balance. And that's exactly what she's been teaching women to do. So we want to welcome you, Kanisha Morrison, to Making It Last. How are you today?
I'm doing great. After that prayer, girl, you got me ready to cut a step up in here.
Honey, you know, we make no move without him giving us the guidance that we need. So that is what I do here. Honey, yes, we need his spirit and guidance at all times. So I do thank you for taking time out today to join us here, because I have been watching you, and I know that we just had a baby. He's not even a year old, right?
Right. He's 8 months.
And you haven't missed a beat. So let's start off with telling the audience exactly what do you do and the dynamics of your day, a typical day for you.
Oh, my goodness. It feels like everything runs together. I am going to apologize in advance. My 5-year-old and 2-year-old are up, so they're, like, racing each other up and down the hallway. But anything to let me get through this call, so I'm just going to take that if that's what they're going to do. But it really, it just, it's all about being a team. They know, okay, mommy's getting ready to be on the call from 1 to 2, so that means we need to stay out of her hair. So let's just go ahead and take all the pillows off the couch and build our little fort, and we're going to scream and yell while she keeps peeping out the door to tell us to be quiet.
Absolutely.
Like, that's just a typical day in our house.
Well, what is one of the ways that – okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say that my day really does evolve around them. My mom sent me a picture the other day, and the quote on it was saying that we put our children on a pedestal, that we forget that they're still human, that they have bad days, and, you know, they have good days. And it really just made me, as a mom, think about how I structure my day and the time frames that I give them for their mommy time. And I felt convicted, because if they're having a bad day, that means the whole house is going to have a bad day. And I don't know why I felt compelled to share that, but I just really wanted to have to say that, because my boys are young, and I expect, because I wake up in a good mood, that they should too.
That is, you know, that's a good point. That's a good point that you, let's start there at that point, because we have an idea of how we want our days to go, because we have a, even if we don't have a written schedule, we have a mental schedule. And when you are running a business and you're managing your household, you have an idea of what you're going to do to make the day be successful. But at times, we got the things don't go the way that they do. So how do you keep from pulling your hair out with those babies and still manage to do your business?
We have an emergency kit, and it's full of goldfish cards, crayons, a coloring book, you know, just emergency thing. And anytime they're now, I've started, if you're having a bad day and you feel like mommy's not being too nice to you, I just want you to go get something out of the emergency box and color for as long as you need to calm down. And it seems to be working. They've been going to their grandmother's house now for 4 weeks. My mother lives 24 hours away, so when they go visit, you know, it has to be an extended visit. It just can't be a few days. So they just got back Monday, so I've been trying it this week to see how it would last more, and it seems to be working pretty well. My 5-year-old really took to it, and now he's, like, writing pictures about expressing his feelings, and it's been really great. I really love the emergency blog.
That's a good idea, an emergency box for the kids. So how do you – what is your emergency box? What do you do to – calm yourself and to keep yourself grounded?
I pray. Like, I find myself getting frustrated, especially like now I have this call. I just pray before going in, and I have to realize that, you know, they're still babies, and I just have to deal. You chose this life when you became a mom.
Well, we chose it, but sometimes we are not really prepared. So tell me, or take me through some of the steps how you take the women that you are coaching or come in contact with. How do you get them to the point of having a balance? What are some of the things that, you know, you share with them?
I became a mom at 18, so I was nowhere near ready to be a mom when I had my first son. And it seemed like after I became a teen mom and went through the postpartum, I found a really hard time trying to figure out how can I still go to school, how can I still work, how can I make time for this new baby, and how am I going to still be there for my husband, and which at the time he was just my boyfriend when our baby was born. And it really, I can honestly say it wasn't until my 21st birthday that I really began to get things figured out. By then, our second son was on the way, and I was getting ready to graduate from our local community college. And one of my professors, she relieved me of the stereotype that I had placed on myself. As a young mom, they always make it seem like either we're very drastic, as in we still live our life. A lot of us still want to go to the club at 18, 19. You know, you're still trying to figure out who you are. And she removed that burden off of me to let me know, yes, you have a family. Yes, you have a baby, but you still have to go through your normal growing pains that someone 23 and will go through. So now being 23 and almost 24, the first thing I always tell a new person that comes into the business is everything is not going to get done. You may not get dishes done that night. You may have to order a pizza because you forgot dinner one night, but it's about making temporary sacrifices for permanent changes, and I live by that. I know that everything is not going to be like this always. This time last year, when I first even recognized about the makeup company, I missed over the opportunity. The opportunity passed me by twice before I actually made the commitment to say yes and join. And when I said yes to join, I realized, okay, I need to get my time schedule together, I need the meal plan, and I need to realize I'm and I tell myself that daily, you're human, meal plan, as long as they got something to eat, they're clean, you're fine.
Absolutely. The good point here is sometimes everything will not get done. Definitely be flexible in knowing where your limits are and rescheduling things. You know, just because you had 100 things on your to-do list in this 24-hour period, it may not happen. So it's really good to be able to let yourself slide and go with the flow. So I like that tidbit that you are sharing with the ladies that comment before you.
Definitely. I just make sure to just let them know, as long as you're making self-care time, I do that daily. I make sure either I'm reading my Bible, I'm journaling, I'm doing my personal development for the day in a self-help book, something for myself daily, and then something with my husband daily. We have a TV show that every night of the week that we watch, and it's give and take. He loves action movies. I love Oprah Channel, so we just have to share it a little bit. We'll watch something that he wants, and then the next day we watch something I want, but it's all about just making it work. Every day during his lunchtime, I fix my lunch, and we eat in each other's ear and talk about each other's day and just vent to each other over the telephone because he works 30 minutes away, so he can't come home for lunch. So it's just the little things that we have to make time for.
So do you have that that designated evening time that you just spoke about? Is this something that happens every day that for you and your husband to reconnect?
Every day. And we have no technology rule. So no cell phone, no computers, none of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely have to unplug so that you guys are not distracted, especially when you have those jobs that are not really a 9-to-5. And I know that you have your business that people are constantly ordering or needing, you know, wanting more information about it. So it's really good that you guys are on for that particular moment so that you can reconnect and communicate with each other. Because when you have that dual career family, everyone is career-minded and really trying to give the family what they need and provide that standard of living. So communication is extremely important when you are, you know, career-minded and you have things that's going on, and then you have the children. So it's really good that you guys take the time and recognize at this stage in your marriage that it is important for you to have that time just for mom and dad. No technology, you know, the kids are doing their thing just so that you guys can connect.
And I think it gives our kids that sense of security, too, because when we're watching our show and we'll kiss during a commercial break, that just cracks them up and they just love it. And I really think that lets them know, okay, everything is fine around here.
It's setting an example for them, so that's really, really good, because what they're going to see is that mom and dad, I grew up with a mom and dad that they both worked and provided for the family, but they also took care of each other, and they didn't allow their careers to interfere with their marriage and the love and the bond or connection that they were creating. So that's really good. I wanted to ask you about when we're balancing career, marriage, and children, and I know that you are at home balancing your career, do you have a designated area that is strictly like a business, you know, your office, where that is during a certain time that is mom has on her career hat, but you don't spread it out throughout all the rooms in the house?
Our kitchen is extremely long, so we just turn like the corner of our kitchen into my office, and I put all my dream boards up in it, and like I made that my designated area where I'm at. But I think that it is also taught, I have a 14-year-old stepson, and it has definitely taught him that you work with what you have. So when he's seen me turning that space into my office, because we turned our third bedroom to his room, it was eye-opening to him, like, oh, my goodness, she's, like, really sacrificing so I can feel at home when I come to visit, to where it gave him that drive where he did it at his home with his mother. He put a desk in there, and he started the lawn grass company where he cuts the neighbor's grass. So I think, too, that designated my area, this is my zone, this is mommy's castle, also rubbed off on him where he was saying, oh, my goodness, this is what I should be doing, too, then. But it's just a little corner. We moved moved our table down a little bit, and it has a desk, and then it has another table that's holding all my printers and all that good stuff on it. And I just roll back and forth like it's a big old corporate office, like I'm doing, like I'm got the best in the world over there.
That is funny. That's really good for him, and being the age that he is, and he's going to model dad and mom, you know, mom, you, in his actions. And I wanted to talk about how women today, you know, we have so many hats that we wear, and we're pulled in so many directions. We are a wife, we are a mom taking care of our kids. You know, we're trying to stay connected and to our husband and support him. We're running a business, or we're working in a corporation, or just working. And we have so many things that run through our minds throughout the day that we have to try to figure out the best way to keep our balance, keep our life in balance, rather. So my question to you is, do you ever feel guilty about working or having your career, and definitely having your career at home? Do you ever have that guilty feeling of, I'm just doing too much, and I really could have this time, spend this time with the boys?
I used to work from 8 to 5, and then I was at school from 6 to 10. So by the time I got home, our oldest was already in the bed. And I felt like I was sacrificing my relationship with him, and just was really going through those young mommy stages. And when I joined Unique, I went into this knowing, you know, this is going to take 2 years to get this off the ground. You just have to realize that it's quality over quantity. So, yes, I'm at home with them all day, but I'm going to be working all day, but my time with them is my time with them. So I really stopped that guilty thing. But it was hard to balance that. And now, like, I'm doing traveling with Unique. I have somewhere to be every month for the rest of this year, and I'm making my time with them that I can, cherishing that. And then I go work, and then I come back. Because we don't hold men to that standard. Men can go to work all day long and come home dog tired, take their bath, eat, and go to bed, and everything is fine with that. But when the role is reversed and it's mama doing that, society has placed on us that we're not good mothers because we do that.
And society definitely has done that, and that's one of the reasons why Making It Last is really trying to touch on this subject, because there shouldn't be a bad stigma on women working, even working outside the home or working in the home, working inside the home, meaning having a business at home, because as long as it's benefiting the family and there is a true balance, I think it helps, because one of the things that you mentioned is that your 14-year-old son saw an example from you and your husband, and he has benefited from it. So I think it can be a win-win if there's a real good foundation laid and there's a real plan in place about this working. But if someone is just 100% outside the house and not truly involved in their family, then there needs to be a reevaluation of what they're doing. So good point. Society has definitely put a black mark on that, but there's no need. Absolutely no need for that. What is your definition of the perfect balance between home and work?
Oh, gosh. My husband always puts happy wife, happy life. So if the mama's happy, everybody else usually falls in line. I think as long as your children are smiling, your husband is not complaining, and you are fulfilled, you have a balance, whatever that means for you.
So how do you guys keep a happy wife to make a happy life?
He doesn't allow me to put limitations on myself. I'm one of those ones that overanalyze things. I'll make a decision and then I go back over it again with the fine tooth comb, and I'll do that over and over and never put in anything into action. I'll dream about it, I'll think about it, but I never implicate the plan. So that is something that we have been working on as a couple, getting me proactive instead of analyzing. And I think that has definitely helped make a happy life, because a lot of times I used to look to him to fulfill me. And the way he put it, I can't work your business for you. You ask me all these business ideas. I don't know your business. That's something you know. You have to make those choices.
So how is that working for you guys?
It's been definitely a shift, because now I make more than he does. So that has definitely been eye-opening for him that, oh, my goodness, this little makeup business may really go somewhere with this, because this is my business that I've done. So I say that to say, just because you try something and fail doesn't mean you just quit. So this is my fifth business that I've done, and this is the one that I actually got right this time. All the other ones was just great learning experience. So he's like, oh,
so
well.
He's trying it.
That's right.
Keep trying and have that support at home.
That's right.
Good. That's really good. So I know that you may mention that you are traveling for the rest of the year. You're traveling somewhere every month with your business. So how does that, your current working situation, benefit or work for your family? How are you making that work so that it doesn't be a burden on your husband or kids?
Anything over 4 days, I usually have him come with me. So my grandmother will keep a couple kids, my in-laws will keep a couple kids, and we go together, because I feel like anything past 4 days is just too far to be away from my husband. This will actually be my first time I was invited to go to the company's trip, which is going to be 6 days, and this will be the first time we're away from each other for that long. But vacation time-wise, it just didn't make sense for him to try to take off to go with me. But usually if it's four days or more, he goes with me. So, like, I'll be in Dallas August 30th through the 4th, and my entire family is coming. And usually I try to plan it for that. Yes, if I can get all of us to come, we all go because we're a family and this is a family business.
So do you treat it as a family business, even though it's, you know, it's your makeup and it's something that you are spearheading? So do you treat it as a family business? How does your husband assist you with this family business?
I do all the packaging. If I have, like, orders I need to do, I did a big incentive a couple months ago. So I had 23 packages to send out, and it rained yesterday. So I went ahead and put all the packages together so he could go to the post office to mail it. And the labels to go on the back of my catalogs, my kids put those on the back of them for me. So it's just everyone has a job. Everyone plays a role.
That's good. So it's really good to hear that he is supporting you in this, in your business, in your dreams, to help you do what you like so that he can have a happy wife, a happy life. that's really good. So tell us anything else that you share with the ladies that come in contact with you in regards to keeping a balance.
I make sure to always, I send everyone a welcome packet, so it's like a letter from me in there about my experience and what I have found that works for me, a little notebook so they can write down all their hopes and dreams and their to-do list for the day and anything else that they feel like they need to write down. And a lot of the times that just makes them feel like someone cares because they got that little package in the mail. I've learned that usually 9 times out of 10, a woman that joins my business is not looking for extra money. She's looking for something that she's missing in her life, whether that is creating the balance or she's missing too much time from her kids. She has self-esteem issues. She's looking for someone to give her recognition. It's always a deeper issue. So when I coach, I try to make sure I figure out what is that she's looking for out of this company. So I know how I can best help her grow and best grow for her balance. Usually it is a confidence issue, though. So one of the things that I teach them for balance is taking time for herself and getting to know who she is, writing down something every day on how you felt, something new that you tried, how did that make you feel when you did it. And usually, you know, she gets to learn herself as a woman. We put so many labels on us, being a mom, a wife, a worker, an employee, a business owner, that we forget who we are as women. And that is really the key to the balance, prioritizing what's important and learning to say no to things, that you don't have to be everything for everyone.
Absolutely. Definitely learn the word no and set your boundaries and take care of self. Really good points about keeping a balance. And one of the main points is get the buy-in from your husband, because when you have his buy-in and his support, it makes it a lot easier on what you are trying to do, and then it's a team effort. So that's really good. I wanted to give you an opportunity to give everyone your information on how they can reach you, a little bit more about your business, maybe the links to that before we ended the show, and so that way they can find you and support you and maybe ask more questions in regards to what you do with the ladies that you come in contact with.
Sure. You can find me on Facebook as Kenesha Morrison with 2 R's. I'm on Twitter, named Miss Blingy Things, MRS Blingy Things, and you can email me at blingygirlthings@gmail.com. No funky smells.
Great. So you guys definitely follow Kenesha, you know, look up her business. She definitely has the makeup and can help you with, you know, skincare, all of that good stuff. but she also has the blingy thing that she does. So look up. She's a very busy young lady, but she's managing and keeping a true balance where no one, none of her family is being neglected or anything, but she's also living her dream. So it is possible for women to have it all, as long as you know what your all is and you know how to keep a true balance and not neglect yourself, your husband, or your children. So I just want to thank you, Tanisha, for being on the show today and share with us about your business, about how you manage things, how you keep those boys together. I need to probably take lessons from you because I've been telling this two-year-old here with me today. I've been shushing her, and she's sitting right here talking about, what about me? So at least your boys did stay out the room. My baby did not stay out the room. But I do thank you for being on Making It Last today. We'll have to have you back maybe after the first of the year. We talk about setting goals so that they can have a successful year in marriage and in their career.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. Well, you guys, you know how we like to do this midday chat. I am so thankful that you have definitely joined us today. And you continue to do what you do. Marriage is hard. Marriage, we have so many struggles with just everyday life. So just imagine trying to have a happy, successful, healthy marriage. Satan definitely would throw things at you and try to keep you from having your cake and eating it too. But you can definitely do that. You know, we have so many things, and our lives get cloudy sometimes, and Satan would definitely play around with our minds and situations and words and make it seem like it's something that it really isn't. One of the things that I want you to remember is that your spouse is not your enemy. Definitely take that and plant it somewhere in your soul. You know, we're all told to have a scripture that we can recite when we're having a problem. We're told to have a song in our soul. I'm telling you to have this quote in your soul. Your spouse is not your enemy. You guys always try to work together, try to come together, work, be a team. As Tanisha said, get that support. When you have that support and you know that your family and your business is team, it's a team effort, then as long as everyone is doing their part as a team, everything will work itself out. There will be some not so happy days. There will be some days, as Tanisha said, that you are wanting to have a conference call and the kids just are not cooperating. That doesn't mean that you have to give up or that you need to fight or you need to argue or just be upset. You just tell the Lord thank you that you still have a phone, you have a mute button, and your kids are happy. You have to stop looking at the glass half empty and start looking at it as half full, because on one hand or the other, things will work itself out. Because when you have a true balance and you have a true understanding of what you're doing and what you're going to do, you can make this thing work. You can make having a career and having the marriage and family that you want exactly the way you want it. You have to create it. You have to create the marriage and create the career that you want. You got to walk the talk and talk the walk. You got to put in the action to actually get everything that you need, because you can have it. But when you're saying everything that you need, when I say that, I want you to understand that you also includes your husband, and it also includes your kids. So just because this is something that you have a passion for and you really want to do it, make sure it's going to benefit your family as a whole. Talk to your husband. Talk to him. If the kids are big enough, bring the kids into your thought process. You will be amazed at what kids can contribute to a conversation. You will be amazed at how your husband will be overjoyed to assist you with what you are doing. And this works for husbands as well. Bring your wife into it. You want a new position, or you want to step out on your own and be an entrepreneur? Bring your wife into the discussion and let them have some tidbits to share with you. Listen to what they are saying, because, guys, remember, our spouse is a complement of us. So what we do complements them. What they do complements us. So definitely allow them to share into your vision, your dreams, your passion, your walk, your purpose, because that is what they are there for. We are here to serve our spouse. So make sure you are giving your spouse the opportunity to serve you. And with that service can come with just being a listening ear, a platform to bounce ideas off of, and also to support you in your career, support you with the family, to support you in the parenting. You guys are a team. You are definitely a team. So I want you to work as a team. It's not your career. It's our career. Today, one of my good friends posted on her Facebook page, Ray Jenkins, posted on her Facebook page that we have to really remember that, I'm trying to get to it so that I can make sure I quote it correctly. she stated that your business or your job is a resource for income, not your source of income. I want you to really think about that statement. Even though you're in your business and you have a career, it's just a resource for you to be able to provide for your family. So don't neglect the source, meaning make sure that you keep God where he belongs, first in your marriage and first in your life. And also that source is also your spouse that is supporting you to be able to have that business or to have that career. So make sure you keep your vision aligned with the mission of your family, of your marriage. It is so important that you don't get so tunnel vision on building your career or building your business that you forget where your true source of energy, your true source of purpose, your true source of support, your true source of income, your true source of reasoning comes from. Thing about women, can they have it all? Yes, you can. There's a thing about dual careers and marriages, and they're thriving and surviving and being healthy and strong. It can happen. It definitely can. The only way it's going to happen is that you have to create it. Yes. This is a part of my book that I wrote. There is a chapter on creating the marriage that you want. I suggest that you guys go out and get it. Now, the title of the book is How to Be the Best Wife for Your Husband. So hold on for those men that are listening. The book is not gender biased. By no means. We're not bashing men. And actually, you can replace the title to be How to Be the Best Spouse for Your Spouse. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That must be my next book. But go out and get my book. It's on Amazon. It's available on Kindle. How to Be the Best Wife for Your Spouse. And it has that chapter on creating the marriage that you want. It's going to take you through some very thought-provoking challenges and really make you think about what you are doing and how you can create the marriage that you want by providing and servicing your spouse. I want y'all to think about that, because if you are servicing and providing and, for your spouse, if each one of you are doing that, then you guys are creating the marriage that you want. And you will have the balance that you need to manage your career, your marriage, and still be able to take care of them babies and be 100% in their lives. Be able to do what you need to do for you, your husband, your wife, your kids. It is so important that we bring happiness back into the marriage. It is so important that we bring togetherness back into the marriage. It is so important that we remove separatism from the marriage. We got to. You're not separate. You are a team. And if you guys decide to work together in supporting each other's dreams, careers, and businesses, guess what? It can be done. But you have to decide to have that balance. You have to decide to have your spouse support. You have to open up the window, open up the atmosphere, open up your mind and your heart to accept that. It's not about you. So every decision that you're making, your career, your business, it's not about progressing you. It's not about growing you. It's about progressing our marriage, our family. It's about growing my marriage, my family. The decision that you make should not put a strain on your marriage or your family. It should, because then you're not managing it correctly. You're not balanced. Remember that. I definitely want you guys to do that, because you have it. I work from home. I love it. My husband works outside the home. I work the same hours he works. He's a truck driver, so it's real tricky, right? I work the hours that he works. If last night he did not work, so guess what? The computer was shut down. I wasn't on it. I didn't do it. We have the same work schedule. Since I am a entrepreneur, I set my own hours, right? I don't neglect my family, and I don't neglect my clients. I don't neglect my wise group that I have. I'm still available, but I have a balance, because my marriage comes before anything else besides God, of course. You got to have that balance. I support my husband in what he does. He loves trucking. He loves it. That's what he wants to do. I am definitely going to support him. He supports me in what I do. He knows this is my passion. Marriage is my passion. Wives are my passion. He supports me in it. When I have my wives retreats, or we have our Love Summit conference, he's hands-on with the conference. Hands on. That's vacation time for him when this is about to happen, because he supports me, he supports my vision, and he's all into what we're doing. I support him in what he's doing. It's all about a balance. It's not about a me. It's not about what Pamela, all about Pamela. It's not about that. It's about what I can do benefit my family. So you guys definitely remember that. It's not about just progressing and growing yourself. It's more about how you can benefit your family. So I want to definitely invite you guys to come back and join me again on next week. You know I am definitely going to have a lively conversation. This midday chat, you guys, I'm loving it. I am so loving it. If you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss, definitely reach out to me at info@stilldatingmyspouse. If you definitely want to get my book, I invite you to do that. It's out on Amazon. The name of it is How to Be the Best Wife for Your Husband. And it's, you know, it's got my name on it, Pamela King. So you definitely go out and cop that book real quick. And husbands, you can get the book as well. It's not gender biased, as I stated. So everything that's spoken in the book can be applied to men and or women. So definitely get it. If you're in a committed relationship, get ready to get married or whatever, definitely get the book. It's going to bless you. And look out for me having a new web challenge, webinar for wives and to help you guys. So be on the lookout for that real, real soon. But I do thank you. I wanted to invite you guys to come back on next week to join me here on Making It Last. You know who I am. I am the talker bee. I am the wife. I am the mother. I am the radio host. I am the one that will tell you how it is and will not hold back punches. But you know I am the one that really appreciate each and every one of you every week for joining me here on Making It Last. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. I am Dating My Spouse. I am still dating my spouse on Facebook. You can even find me on Instagram and Pinterest at Dating My Spouse. You guys enjoy your weekend. It is my husband's birthday weekend, so we are going to celebrate. You enjoy your weekend. Your date night tip this week is to go out and be tourists in your city. Whatever you do, however you do it, I want you to spend some time connecting with your spouse. Make it a wonderful weekend. Do something for you as an individual and do something positive, fun, and loving with your spouse. Until next time, I will talk to you guys later.
Thank you for joining us here on Making It Last. It was such an intriguing and thought-provoking conversation about marriage, love, and dating. It's all about connection, commitment, and consistency. Make sure you join us here at the same time, same place next week when I offer you another great conversation with some great guests. Until next time, remember to date your spouse, open up the lines of communication, and just enjoy yourself. This is Pamela on Making It Last.